Election night. Livewire Lone Star State kicks off 2026. Texans vote in contentious Republican, Democrat Senate primaries. By Matthew Boyle on March 3, 2026. Lone Star State voters serve up the opening salvo of the 2026 midterm elections. As Republicans and Democrats decide who they want to be their candidates for the U.S. Senate on Tuesday. Longtime Senator John Cornyn, RTX, is in the fight of his life against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. And both of them also face Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, for the GOP primary for the nomination for U.S. Senate. The top two vote-getters, assuming none of them reach at least 50% of the vote, will advance to a runoff in May. Cornyn's campaign and his outside allies have heavily outspent Paxton and Hunt. But Paxton has consistently polled atop the field from the very beginning. Establishment Republicans in Washington fear Paxton is a weaker general election candidate, and worry he may end up opening Texas up to going blue for the first time in generations. But Paxton's team insists he can and will win in November if given the nomination, arguing he has survived impeachment pushes and multiple statewide elections to his current post. On the Democrat side, it's shaped up to be a battle between former President Barack Obama's pick, White Pastor James Tallarico, and former Vice President Kamala Harris's pick, the Black Congresswoman Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX. A stunt by Tallarico and his allies in recent weeks falsely claiming that Federal Communication Commission, FCC, Chairman Brendan Carr barred late-night host Stephen Colbert from airing an interview with him on television. Colbert did air the interview online, but Carr never barred the interview from airing on television has given late hope and momentum to Tallarico. Crockett had consistently maintained a moderate lead in polling until the very end. And there are questions about whether her home base of Dallas has had turnout issues on Election Day. So the big question here is whether Crockett has enough gas in the tank to make it through to the nomination or if Tallarico stole her thunder at the 11th hour. No matter what the outcome, this proxy war between Obama and Harris and more broadly between those Democrats like Crockett who openly embrace the radical left and those other Democrats like Tallarico who mislead voters by falsely portraying themselves as more moderate is likely only in the opening innings nationwide for the years to come. As much as this race is about who Democrats will pick as their Senate candidate in 2026, it's even more so, perhaps, about the opening bid in the fight over the direction of their rudderless party heading into 2028. As they will soon begin the process of selecting a presidential candidate to try to reclaim the White House in the next presidential election. Down ticket, several GOP congressmen like Reps. Tony Gonzalez, RTX, and Dan Crenshaw, RTX, face competitive primaries and may lose their races. Outside of Texas, North Carolinians are also selecting their standard bearers in U.S. Senate primaries on Tuesday. But it's almost certain that Republicans will nominate former Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairman Michael Whatley and Democrats will nominate former Governor Roy Cooper. There could be some interesting down-ticket races in North Carolina too. In addition, voters in Arkansas where there are no real contested federal primaries this cycle will make their selections. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, the Senate GOP Conference Chairman, is running for re-election there. The polls in North Carolina close at 7:30 p.m. ET. In most of Texas at 8 p.m. ET. The rest of Texas, the westernmost two counties, close their polls at 9 p.m. ET and in Arkansas at 8:30 p.m. ET. Follow along here on Breitbart News for live results, news, and analysis as the votes are counted in the first primaries of the 2026 midterm elections. Update 10:53 p.m. ET. It's official that it will be a runoff between Cornyn and Paxton. Update 10:52 p.m. ET. Jasmine Crockett is basically accusing her own party of stealing the election from her. Update 10:25 p.m. ET. With 56% reporting in the Texas GOP Senate primary, Cornyn continues to lead Paxton 43.41 to 40.4%, a lead of about 37,000 votes. It's still early, but that is a lot for Paxton to overcome depending on what's still to be counted to finish in first place. A first place finish by Cornyn would do a lot in terms of convincing President Trump to get engaged and possibly endorse Cornyn in the runoff, especially with Tallarico looming in the general, not Crockett. Republicans were hopeful they would face Crockett in November as they figured she would be easier to beat. Update 10:04 p.m. ET. It looks like Tallarico is likely going to defeat Crockett in the Texas Democrat Senate primary. Update 9:44 p.m. ET. It appears as though Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, has lost his primary to Steve Toth. Crenshaw, one of the biggest neocons in Congress, has long been an advocate for war. This loss is likely to reverberate around Washington in a massive way, and likely will spook Republicans as the just-launched war with Iran continues. It could lead to pressure on Trump from inside the GOP to wrap it up quickly in Iran. Update 9:32 p.m. ET. This is not official yet, but Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report says that Cornyn and Paxton will advance to a runoff in May. The final results are still trickling in slowly but surely, and how each candidate finishes and in what order and how much support they have in total is all still unknown. But this would suggest that Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, did not have the juice to pull this one off. Update 9:28 p.m. ET. Representative Al Green, DTX, is in serious trouble in his own primary after he was drawn into the same district as a fellow Democrat, Representative Christian Menefee, DTX. Green going down to a freshman member in a member-member primary would be a huge deal, as he's been around for a long time in the House. He's also one of the loudest voices in favor of impeaching Trump, so this would be a setback for that effort on the Democrat side if he were to go down. Update 9:23 p.m. ET. Cooper won on the Democrat side in North Carolina, too, setting up a showdown in November with Whatley. Update 9:23 p.m. ET. As expected, both Whatley and Cotton won the GOP nominations respectively in North Carolina and Arkansas. Update 9:18 p.m. ET. In the GOP primary in Texas, Paxton is inching ever so closer to Cornyn. With just 40% reporting, Cornyn's lead is down to less than 3%. Cornyn is at 42.8% to Paxton's 40.2% and down to just about 25,000 votes. Update 9:05 p.m. ET. If Tallarico does end up winning, Crockett's attacks on the integrity of the outcome she is blaming cheating already are unlikely to help him unite Democrats after a bruising primary. Update 9 p.m. ET. Down ticket in Texas, Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, appears to be in very serious trouble and may be cruising toward a loss in his primary. This would be earth-shattering in Washington. Update 8:57 p.m. ET. With 35% reporting in the Democrat primary in Texas, Tallarico has taken the lead 52.1% to Crockett's 46.8%. It's looking really tough for Crockett to come back from this. Update 8:35 p.m. ET. The Democrat primary is tightening big time, with Tallarico catching up but still trailing Crockett by a few percent. Nonetheless, he is considered the heavy favorite at this point with the margins he is getting in key places, per Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report. Update 8:32 p.m. ET. Some races in Texas are starting to see some calls. These are unsurprising. Update 8:28 p.m. ET. That same New York Times report on the spending in Texas also revealed that Cornyn and his outside allies outspent Paxton by even more dollars, $69 million for Cornyn to just about $4 million for Paxton. These numbers are astounding in both races. Update 8:25 p.m. ET. If Tallarico does pull off the 11th-hour finish, it will likely be because of mega-donors who surged in to back him at the end with tens of millions more dollars than Crockett spent on her campaign. Per the New York Times, in the photo-finish Democratic primary contest, supporters of State Representative James Tallarico have helped him heavily outspend Representative Jasmine Crockett and her allies by about $24.5 million to $5 million on ads. Update 8:18 p.m. ET. The early returns in Texas suggest that the expectations of both Crockett and Tallarico going into the race were right. Update 8:16 p.m. ET. With 9% reporting on the Democrat side in Texas, Crockett leads Tallarico 53.9 to 45.3% by about 22,000 votes with a long way to go. Update 8:14 p.m. ET. With 11% reporting on the GOP side in Texas, Cornyn leads Paxton by about 22,000 votes, 46.1 to 37.5% with a long way still to go. Update 8:10 p.m. ET. The first results are coming in from Texas, and it's very early, but Crockett has a huge lead over Tallarico and Cornyn has a huge lead over Paxton. Both of these are sort of surprising. However, Only 9% of precincts are reporting so far, so it's early and this will likely change. Update 8:07 p.m. ET. Crockett, along with Colin Allred, is crying foul about reported widespread issues in the Dallas area. Update 8:04 p.m. ET. Polls have closed in North Carolina and Texas. Results are expected imminently.